Hello out there. Welcome everyone back to the Army Talk Spotlight Series. Today we are live again from beautiful Las Vegas, coming to you from Grocery Shop and the beautiful Aria Resort and Casino Hotel. I'm here, as, of course, as always, with Ann Mazinga. Say hello, Ann.
Hi.
And today's podcast is sponsored and brought to you by Uberall. Uberall converts mobile searches into sales through the power of location marketing across all platforms, maximizing revenue across all retailer locations everywhere. And of course, Takeoff. Takeoff helps grocers embrace e-groceries and thrive, helping you save time and money on your needs so you can focus on your wants. Be sure to go to www.uberall.com and www.takeoff.com to learn more. Well, today I am excited and thrilled and through the moon. We are sitting here with two of my favorite people, people that I first got introduced to, I think back at Shop, just after Shop Talk last March. We've written some wonderful pieces about them and their technology and just who they are, I think, as people is near and dear to my heart. So I'm excited today to introduce to you the co-founders of Mix, Monica Wood and Dee Dee Houston. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. Yeah. We're really excited to be here.
Absolutely. I'm over the moon.
How's the show going for you so far?
It's great. We've actually had a lot of great conversations. Met a lot of great people. So it's exciting. You never really know with being a first year of a conference, but it has lived up to our expectations. So excited.
It's definitely impressive how quickly they pulled this together, and it's really almost seamless. So it's exciting.
It's super frenetic. I don't know if you can hear it listening at home, but just the energy in the background, the amount of people milling about, just the networking that's going on, it's pretty insane. It's pretty impressive for a first go of a conference.
Well, but we want to talk about you guys, too. That's our goal today. So can you give us and our listeners a background on Mix, and then we'll kind of go into the origin story. But first, tell us what Mix is.
Oh, okay. Well, Mix is really for consumers. It's a place for you to be able to meal plan and grocery shop with just a few clicks at your local store and be able to really have a personalized experience that fits you and your needs at any store that you like to shop at. For brands, it's a way for them to connect their marketing activities to what's happening with consumers and to get that ROI on their ad spend and to understand where to advertise and what products to push and what's really resonating with consumers.
So take me through what a customer experience would look like. How do I, as a customer, come to Mix? Where am I seeing you?
There's different ways you can engage with Mix today. So we have mixrecipes.com, that's myxxrecipes.com, where you come in and you see a collection of recipes that are customized to you. If you're paleo, you can enter that in, or if you're gluten-free, you can enter that in. And then we filter down a curated set of recipes from across the web, over 200,000, to recommend different recipes based upon time of day. You can click into a recipe, and then that's where the magic happens. We actually connect you to your closest grocery store and all of the ingredients to the items that are needed to make the recipe happen. Not just, hey, is this avocados, but how many avocados do you need? What brands do we recommend, and how much do you need? Like, do you need two packages or do you need one package? And then we connect it over to the grocery store where you can see an aisle-by-aisle guided shopping list for in-store, or you can connect with one click over to the e-commerce for fulfillment, for pickup or delivery options.
I've actually done this. I did this. I've just done this recently. I ordered blueberry pancakes in Minneapolis from Walmart. It was fantastic. Now, you guys, I mean, this is pretty far advanced, too. How many states are you in at this point with that capability?
Yeah, we actually just launched more stores, so now we're covering 10,000 stores across 49 states.
Wow.
So everyone can take advantage of it. We're really excited about that.
And how does the business model work then on the B2B side as well? That's because that's an important piece of what you guys do. If I'm correct, right?
Yes. So we want to be free for consumers, and you'll hear more about the backstory as to why about that later. So we work with CPG brands to be the items on the list. So sometimes they will be, the default item would be like the particular chicken brand would show up as that chicken brand, and then they would end up in the list at the end. A consumer could actually swap that out for any other item at the store, and we just collect that data about how do we personalize and then how do we give that information back to the brands. And they can use that information for targeting campaigns, but also what products should they try to create in the future? What are consumers' personalization needs in the future?
Dee Dee, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's really important, I think, to give shopper marketers and their brand teams more to their marketing activities, not just about awareness and kind of promoting that, but actually what are consumers doing? What are consumers wanting? How are they engaging and what is their true intent? So I think it's really taking it from that awareness to more of that, you know, that performance, right? What are people doing?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. So what I love about Mix is that it's not like the traditional meal kits. You know, I have kids at home and we've tried the meal kits. They don't work because I can't force my kid to have salmon tonight if they're not having salmon, right? So it's great to be able to kind of make that decision in real time and then also to have the products that are, so it's not just, you know, a little teaspoon of garlic powder. It's if I have to make this recipe again because my kids loved it,
absolutely,
I now have that in my pantry at home. So tell us a little bit about both of you and how you came to create Mix.
Sure.
Well, Dee Dee and I were fast friends when we were colleagues at a previous startup. This startup did CPG advertising digitally and then did store sales lift analysis afterwards. I started there as a data scientist, one of the first data scientists, and then led product management. Dee Dee was in marketing. We really got along there well. We had a lot in common as single mothers, right? I had three children. Dee Dee had two. We're almost like family now. We went off to different startups after that startup, and I was traveling a lot, and Dee Dee and I wanted to find a way to work together again. And when I would call home, I would ask my kids, hey guys, what'd you have for dinner? And they would say, oh, mom was awesome, we had pizza, or we had burgers. And I just felt like, okay, I'm failing every time I called home. And that was because what was really important to me was them eating healthy. I lost 100 pounds 14 years ago, and I did that through learning how to cook and cooking by recipe and shopping at my grocery store and understanding what I put in my body. My children needed to have that taste for healthy food, and I was failing them through this travel. And I called Dee Dee and I said, are you having this problem too? Is it just me and my crazy travel, or is it hard to feed our kids healthy? And we started iterating and having our glasses of wine.
And how did that happen? Yeah. So I want to paint the picture for the audience. One of my favorite parts of the story. How did these meetings happen? They were on a Wednesday
right.
night? Is that what
Wednesday
it was?
Night,
yes, if I
right.
remember right.
Okay. Over at least one bottle of wine. We will not say how many bottles of wine. But when Monica came to me, so it's so funny, health, I just needed to feed my kids. It was not about getting them healthy. I know that's horrible to sound or to say, but I was like, I just got tired of my kids being like, mom, what's for dinner? Me going to the grocery store with no purpose. So when Monica came to me and was like, I really need, like, we have got to figure this out. So some wine flowed. We got the whiteboards out, and this is how we kind of created this. You know, it's interesting because we didn't think that this was going to be as challenging or as difficult to, it should be a recipe. You should be able to click on it and have your list until we got into it. And we're like, no wonder it has taken a little while to kind of get this, you know, together online and really make this a positive and easy, convenient experience for mothers.
So for you, it was really about convenience. And Monica, for you, right. I think what's really impressive is it's really life and death, too. I mean, this is an important thing. Being able to plan meals for your family and do it in a way where you have the confidence that you're doing it right as a single mom.
Right.
As a son of a single mom, I can only imagine how important that is. So let's ask the fundamental $64,000 question then. Meal kits versus what you guys do. In your words, why is your solution so much better than a meal kit?
Well, a lot of times at 4 o'clock in the evening, I don't know what I want tonight for dinner, much less what I want next Wednesday night for dinner.
Right.
And I want to be able to have it all sent to my house or easy to pick up on the way home. So I shop differently, right? Depending upon what's going on in my life as a busy mom. There might be times where I'm across town picking up my kids from soccer practice. I don't know the grocery store so well, and I want to do click and collect. It's easy for me to just go ahead and submit that over, plan ahead, and drive through and pick it up. Other nights, I might send it to my boyfriend on his way home from work, and so I can send them a list. It's an aisle-by-aisle guided shopping list.
Oh my gosh, I never even thought of that use case. I never even thought of the honey-do use case. Holy crap, I gotta write about that now. I never heard about that. All right.
And it's like success shopping. He loves it, right? On his way home, he's like, okay, I got the
so
brand.
He probably
aisle,
does love
quantity.
It, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
And then the last is, okay, I might have friends over or a wine party.
Fine, buddy.
And I want to go home and have time to, I don't know, shower and change and get dressed and look presentable. And I will pay the premium to have it delivered. But I really want one place to help manage all of that. And so that's what we feel like Mix is. It's the long-term strategy of, hey, these are items that are already at the store. This is a complex business. there's already brands that have figured out so much, and the grocery stores with logistics, let's just connect the pieces together and make it seamless and easy with what is there today.
Right. I feel like meal kits, to me, I've tried the meal kits. I'm not comfortable in the kitchen like that, and it still took me an hour and a half. It was a fail. It did not look like the picture. I think I still had some ingredients left over. It's kind of like when you're putting together a bike and you still have like a handful of screws or bolts.
There's
left.
No wheel?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. So to me, it just didn't fit my life. I think it's great if you want that experience of going in and making this gourmet meal, but I'm like, I'm real. I just, if it's Taco Tuesday, it's my recipes. I'm just going to get that normal, typical stuff. It's the grocery store. And you're right. I don't know what I'm going to have a week from now. And it just doesn't fit my life.
No, I think it's so great to hear you guys say this live here. I mean, I've said before, to me, meal kits are like the Palm Pilot with a stylus.
Right, right.
And recipe solutions are really the iPhone. They're focused on human-centered design, trying to fit into your life. I mean, that's an entire use case with the honey-do list that we've never even conceived of before. And so it just shows you how natural of an extension it is.
I think with meal kits, you forget, well, what about breakfast? What about school lunches? What about every other meal that you're having? You know, they offer these solutions. And again, it's great if you're comfortable in the kitchen or if that's what you want to do for that experiment. But it doesn't take care of, you still have to go to the grocery store.
Right.
So it doesn't eliminate the issue.
And personalization with health and the needs behind people's health conditions is really something that digitization of what's inside of a grocery store and recipes that are across the web, you can truly like meal plan to your health and dietary needs in a way that meal kits just really couldn't solve for, because that's more of a mass, like you might fit into this solution instead of being able to fit into your personalized solution.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. I am actually, and I don't know about you, but I'm thinking we may need to actually have a debate off between these guys and a meal kit company. If anybody's out there, could you imagine?
No, these girls would smoke them. They're calling DOA,
right? All right, awesome. Well, let's get you guys out of here on this. So as you know, we do this thing called How Millennial Are You? Now, not something to be scared of. It's not judging age at all from anyone in the room. It's just more to judge how curious we are about how the world is changing. So if you've ever seen it inside the actor studio, we have a standard questionnaire that we do at the end of many of our interviews. We just ask you some questions to just, pressure test kind of your intellectual curiosity about technology and how different things are taking shape in the world. So you guys ready for this?
We're ready.
Okay.
All right. You're not sure. I always love the looks of trepidation when we do this live. All right. So question number one, do you still have cable?
Yes, I do. I've thought about scaling back, but I still have it.
I have cable, but honestly, my children have no idea how to use it. And we have everything else too, right? So we have the Apple TV, Fire TV, everything.
It's all additive at this point. Okay. We haven't shut anything off.
No.
I'm the same way. And cut the cord. I need to do that probably very soon, I think.
Yes.
Actually, probably January I'm doing that. So.
I had cut the cord, but then I moved in with my boyfriend, and he had to have the Sunday NFL ticket.
That's what
or
holds
something.
Me to it, too. That's exactly what holds me to it. Yeah, I can't get off it because of that. But the Cardinals are terrible, so I think we're cutting the cord. But it's not worth paying for anymore. All right, question number two. What would you prefer, a fancy brand-new car or an exotic vacation?
Oh my gosh, I would love to say vacation, but right now my car is about had it. Like maybe a car. That's a tough question. I think realistically, I would probably say car, even though I want to say vacation.
The practicality of the
car. Yes.
I would say vacation.
Vacation.
Because I have three children and they trash anything that I buy anyway.
Right. There's no point investing in anything.
No.
I totally agree with that one. I think Anna and I are in that camp. All right, number three. This is a fun one. Let's say you go out to dinner with some friends. Let's say it's friends. Maybe it's even just the two of you at dinner. And the bill comes, and, you don't have any cash to get each other back. How do you pay each other back?
Oh, gosh. I cash. I Venmo.
You Venmo.
Yeah,
all right. There we go.
Venmo. Also, maybe sometimes PayPal.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I never have cash, so I'm like, I love all of this great technology that allows you just to pay people back and split the bill. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Ansel writes checks, but no.
Right.
All right, question number four. Now, what type of mattress do you have? Do you have one of those traditional box spring mattresses, or have you guys gotten on the new trend with these memory foam direct-to-consumer mattress companies?
Well, yes, I broke down and I have the mattress in a box and I love it. I did this because...
You didn't coming strong at the right? end of this yeah. questionnaire.
I know.
I did this only because my daughter had bought it for her first. I was like, I love it. So I'm going to get it. So that's how... That was my entry.
Well, I kind of have a mix. I have a Tempur-Pedic.
So. Oh, very... Okay, all right. Very nice.
I love that you have a mix.
I actually sat on one in a showroom at the Mall of America and I was like, man, I may need to switch. This is pretty fantastic. And I... grossly underestimated how comfortable it was.
That's amazing.
All right, well, that was awesome. Totally fun, as we expected. Didi, you definitely came on strong at the end. Monica, I'm not exactly sure how you did, but you can judge that
I
for
know.
Yourself.
Well, I'm a boring nerd, let's just say that.
But you guys are great. If people want to learn more, if our listeners out there want to learn more, if people are at the show and they're hearing this and they want to learn more, where can they go to find out more about what you guys do?
So you can go to Mixxx Solutions, that's myxxsolutions.com. That's our B2B site that'll talk about some of our offerings as well as to experience it for yourself firsthand on our platform. Mixxrecipes.com, again, that's myxxrecipes.com. We do have other partnerships that you might see us in for our portable button and technology, but that's all described on those sites as well.
And if you're at the show, where we have a booth over in the startup perfect. Section, S12. So come see us. Come check it out.
All right. Perfect. S12, if you're listening, you should stop on by. Check them out. Thanks again, you guys. You've been fantastic. And, of course, thanks as always to our sponsors, Uberall and Takeoff. And like we always do when we close, be careful out there.